What's good, crypto? I'm your host, Marvin Heater, bringing you the Daily Scoop on everything going on in crypto. So we had quite a crazy turn of events. We had crypto kind of shooting down today, but I'm here to ease your panic, things for you to keep an eye out, and just to reinforce, you know, the idea of why we're in the space, things that we need to keep our eyes on, and to remember that we're in this for the long haul. These day-to-day things happen in crypto. Again, this is nothing compared to what we've seen, and we are just establishing, in my opinion, a new higher low. So let's dive in and talk about what's going on. Monday through Friday, we come here to educate ourselves when it comes to investing in crypto to make life-changing wealth. None of this is financial advice, just my opinions, as I'm not a financial advisor. So make sure to do your own due diligence, to do your research. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Media by Marvin. I'm very active on these pages. I'm tweeting, I'm sharing a lot of the things that you see on the show, you will see on my Twitter beforehand. But let's dive into some interesting stuff regarding China and the Evergrande event. So we're starting to see a lot of turmoil hitting China right now. Right here, we can see another Chinese property develop this collapse in Hong Kong, dropping a massive 87% before it halted. Shanghai-based developer CITIC racing Evergrande to the bottom. Get ready for a banking crisis in Hong Kong and China. So we can see that companies in real estate in China are getting absolutely wrecked. And another one, Guangzhou, RNF properties dropped a ridiculous amount from about, we're seeing about 60 to 70% drops like instantly. It's crazy. And a lot of this is with the Evergrande development going on in China. A lot of people saying that like that isn't going to affect things going on in the United States. And clearly it is. It is happening. But I don't think this is the end all be all, because my personal opinion is that China is so centralized and they control so much. I mean, with the digital yuan and everything, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, with, I think Evergrande is like $300 billion in debt, they could print that money instantly without a problem. I think this is probably going to be something that like turns over. I mean, this is a pretty intense thing for China to be going into, but I think they will recover personally. I think China is going to clear this up faster than we may think. And I'm not saying like overnight, but I think this will rebound pretty quickly. And here's just another one, or this is one I just stated, but we see that, you know, more and more these Chinese development firms are getting hit really, really hard. Some hopium, I guess. Lil Moon Lambo tweeted this in 2017. Bitcoin dipped below 3,000 before pumping to 10,000. September 2021, Ethereum dipped just below 3,000. So will we see that major rush? We will see. Stay tuned for that. All that goodness. But Will Clemente, funny enough, I love Will. He shares a lot of great on-chain analysis. But I don't think this is to be taken seriously, but it's just a coincidence regarding moon cycles. We see that most times that when we see a moon, we see a run up or going towards a peak or a bit pretty big pump. We are going to be experiencing a full moon tonight. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next. And he says here, I am not saying the moon phases are the reason why the price is behaving this way. Just pointing out an arbitrary pattern just to stir up conversation. This is literally just a coincidence in my opinion. But let's take a look at the mess that we have made here today. So Bitcoin just under $44,000. If we take a look at the trading view, we can see that we actually dipped low down into the $42,500 region, bounced back up. Right now we're actually at $43,961. We're holding this $42,000 during the wick, but really $43,000 as our area of support. Should we be concerned? In my opinion, I do not. I think we're holding up this area of support very, very well. And in my opinion, $43,000 is the new $29,000 support level, where we held this for so, so long. The bears are trying to push it down, but they are not able to. Now, if they do push down below this area of support, what should we expect? I think we should be ready for a $40,000 Bitcoin, if not $38,000 is the last area. I personally don't think it's going down below $42,000. If anything, closing anything below $43,000. I could be totally wrong, But I did buy the dip. I am buying this dip because I think this is an opportunity right before we see the positive action that we typically see in October, November, and December. I think we are establishing this as our new low, similarly to what we experienced over the summer, where we established 29,000 as a new low, or a higher low, where we just held that as support. I think we're starting to see that as well right now with Bitcoin. So I would expect Bitcoin to close above 44,000 today. I think if we're able to close over 44,000 or even going closer to 45,000, I think that'll be really, really good. But we're continuing to see Bitcoin hold $43,000 as support. And remember that this is just day-to-day stuff. This happens in Bitcoin. If you haven't experienced this, you know, where were you during the last couple of months of the summer? You know, this is nothing. This is nothing to be shaken out of. I am not being shaken out of. I think a lot of long-term investors are not scared. If anything, they are buying the opportunity because you know what? These opportunities to purchase more Bitcoin don't happen often at cheap rates. And if it goes below even more, I'm going to be scooping up more because I know that I'm looking to make gains, you know, hopefully this year, but if not, I'm okay with waiting another year or 2 years. Like, I don't expect it to take that long for us to see all-time highs personally. I do expect to see new all-time highs by the end of this year. Would that be $100,000 Bitcoin? I think it's still in the cards, and I think we're acting appropriately. We have had September be known as a tough month for not just crypto, but stocks as well. September is traditionally a pretty difficult month for everything. Remember, we are almost at the end of the month. October is literally next Friday. If you made it and held on for this long, you're doing great. We're doing great. We're heading into a positive direction and we're setting new higher lows, in my opinion. So keep your eyes on the prize. Don't give up. I would say this is opportunity to buy in. I think this is a very good opportunity. If you did not buy the dip before, this is a great opportunity. You guys are getting in at some good action. It's not as good as 29 or anywhere in the 30s, but you know what? Low 40s is a really good price target. I wouldn't be surprised in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, we're back at $50,000 by October. I think in the next like week, 10 days, I think we're gonna be in recovery mode from this. I think we're gonna be between 45 and 48 for at least another week. Just kind of choppy price action moving sideways. If we crash down a little bit low, I would say keep an eye out at 38,000. That's where our last area of support was before we bounced up into the area that we're in right now. But in my opinion, we are just in the same area as we are before. I would be very surprised if we broke 43,000, but it looks like we're holding 43 very, very well and going in the right direction, going towards 44,000. So we still have about 7 hours left in the day. So keep an eye out, anything can happen. But I think if you bought between 42 and 43,000 today in the dip, that's a pretty good area. So wait and see. Again, dollar cost average, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But today is definitely a good place to buy. We'll see how the day closes out. Since we just dropped from 47 all the way to 43, about 10% dip. But we'll see what happens. But all the altcoins are pretty shaken up too. If you're looking to get into some cheap altcoins, I mean, Ethereum is just a little bit over 3,000. Cardano, just a little bit over $2.15. XRP under a dollar. Solana at 144. I bought a little bit of Solana. I bought some Bitcoin. I bought some Ethereum. I bought some Cardano, some Solana. You know, just average cost DCAing. Today is a great DCA day. I bought some more VeChain. I bought some more Harmony. There's just a lot of really good projects on sale. And if you haven't been able to get some cheap coins, today is a good day to get some cheap coins, some good projects. Chili's under 30 cents. That's a good buy in my opinion. So again, lots of good stuff to be on the lookout for, but I do think that there's a lot of good deals to be made. And I'll just end it with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index. We can see that it's at 50 right now. This is probably gonna be down in the 30s by the end of the day. I wouldn't be surprised if it, actually, I would say probably 40s. Last week, we're at 44. We kind of scooped back up to 50, 53, so I wouldn't be surprised if it goes down a little bit. But remember, these are opportunities for you to DCA. All summer, it was a good time to DCA. Right now is a good time to DCA, and we're moving in the right direction. With the announcements of possibly ETFs in October, November, I think we're going to be in for such a good run. I really, really do think so. If we get the run that we're hoping for, then I think we're going to see some crazy moves. And I think these are just good opportunities to get in before the train leaves the station. 43,000 is a great time to buy. 44,000, 42,000. And if it goes down a little bit lower, scoop it up. But I really do see 43,000 holding Bitcoin very well. We'll see what happens and how the day closes, and we'll tune back in tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Stay positive. Remember, you know, this is a long game, and the more opportunities you can scoop up cheap coins, the better, because once things go crazy, you don't want to be left behind. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.